At 8:35, we're holding steady at 64 degrees. Joining us now in our studio is Sam Temple from Northfield Public Broadcasting. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. It's a it's another new month.
It is.
Summer's over.
Got the sweater weather back now, so people can hunker down and watch some public television.
There you go. You know, I was just checking out your website before we went on the air here. I haven't watched this video yet, but the annual dog swim, coming up at Memorial Park.
Yeah.
That's always a lot of fun.
Oh, it was ridiculously fun. And I actually will be attending it for the first time this year. Last year, we had Kara Trigstead out there, our communication specialist. She was out there filming it last year. And I was imagining that it'd be like little, Chihuahuas, Maltese, smaller dogs going around it. But no, there's some big, it's quite a mix they have there. So there's a lot of energy. So editing that, putting that together last week, that was a lot of fun. I just like dogs. So that was just, that was really enjoyable to get together. It's a very high energy event.
Yeah. You get a bunch of dogs together. I mean, what could be more, and swimming, be more fun?
Oh, yeah. So that's coming up on the 7th and the 8th at the Old Memorial Pool. So
that's this tomorrow.
Sometime this week, yeah.
That's tomorrow and the next day.
Exactly.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm. It's upon us. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this last month in August. I noticed you do have quite a few new things on the website.
Yeah. We have had a plethora of new programming for the month of August, and that's just keeping up with nonprofit partners, keeping up with local events, and trying to stay on top of not just documenting things that have happened, but making sure we're promoting the things that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So upcoming events, like you mentioned, we have the annual dog swim. So even if you don't bring your dog there, check out the video because it was a lot of fun to put together. Another upcoming event is the Hispanic Heritage Celebration. So they are working on putting together an award to recognize notable members of the Hispanic community in Northfield, and folks can submit folks that they think should be highlighted as part of that celebration. So there's a video both in English and in Spanish that's available on the City of Northfield YouTube page and on Northfield Public Broadcasting streaming site, so you can check that out. The library put together a promo for the Hispanic Heritage Celebration, so that's coming up later this month. And then, of course, we have Defeat of Jesse James Days this week.
Mm-hmm.
And not that that necessarily needs any more promotion to get people in Northfield to turn out for that. But we did have a local documentary producer, Logan Ledman, come in to tell us a little bit about the history behind both the James Younger gang and specifically about Joseph Lee Haywood, the cashier who was murdered by Frank James in the effort of standing up against the Raiders. So that was a really important important story to make sure that we're telling the fullness of the story. So just to get people excited to celebrate our town's history, excited to celebrate the memory of Joseph Lee Haywood again.
Yeah, and that is once again available on the website. Mm-hmm. Right now. I would imagine, is that running also on
Yep. So TV? That's on Spectrum Channels 180 and 187. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have cable, you can also find that for free to stream online or on the City of Northfield YouTube page. All the videos that we've talked about today are available there as well.
I recall Logan Ledman from high school and being involved with the Historical Society, also the speech writing contest and such. Mm-hmm. Very good presenter. So
yes,
I'm sure it's
yes.
a good video.
Yeah, he is. He and I have worked on quite a few documentaries together over the years, and he's just he's a very gifted storyteller. So it was a lot of fun to coerce him into coming into the studio to do something.
So. Probably wasn't too difficult.
No. He was staying with me for a few months in the summer before he went back to Yale, where he's in school. So easy enough to have leverage over him because no, you're coming with me right now. So,
all right. Once again, Sam Temple is with us with Northfield Public Broadcasting. We're talking about what's on their website, what's on the TV, and what they have coming up. What are some of the other things you have going on?
Yeah, well, we're going to have more event coverage. With Hispanic Heritage Celebration, there are so many talented performers that come out for that event, and we want to make sure that we are preserving and sharing that for folks who either were able to attend and want to watch it again or aren't able to attend. So we're going to have more coverage for that. There are upcoming library programs. You can find a rather steady pace of library programs that we record and share on NPB. And then we're also, we've always got recruitment videos. One video from the last month was trying to recruit people to apply to serve on city boards and commissions. So we had a few clips actually from the interviews we did for the State of the City event this year. So we got folks together to explain why they serve and why they would encourage other people to serve on boards and commissions. So we try to balance the artistic flair, the storytelling of the community, along with trying to get folks civically engaged on NPB, whether that's through a job with the city, whether in the seasonal department or in any of the jobs that we're regularly hiring for, or to volunteer as a community member. There are always new ways to get involved.
Lots of ways to get involved, and those boards and commissions are definitely a good way of helping shape the community in which you live and serve your community. Some good stuff.
Absolutely. Whether you know your passion is you want to be part of the conversation on zoning, you want to be part of the conversation when it comes to the Human Rights Commission or the Arts and Culture Commission. One of their most recent projects was the John Sterner statue that was dedicated on 3rd Street and Highway 3, the Eagle Relatives statue. And that's one of the programs that we have on NPB is the dedication ceremony of that statue. And that is a really, you know, an excellent example of community members coming together to try and get something to happen, working with a Minnesota artist to make it happen, and really to create a special kind of gateway art piece for the community. So if you want to learn more about John Sterner, learn more about the Eagle Relatives statue that's on Highway 3 and 3rd Street, you can check that out on NPB and the City of Northfield YouTube page as well.
All right. I love that statue. It's a wonderful piece of art, and I like it where it's positioned and everything. And gateway into downtown via Water Street. And, do we have anything else going on? Are you still doing Saints baseball?
Yep, we still got Saints baseball. We'll see how much longer we have Saints baseball. You know, that's kind of up to the Saints at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We've got new things coming up. I don't remember the next game that we have on there, but you can check out the full schedule on our television tab of the city website. Another piece, again, being civically involved. If you're speaking in the city council chambers anytime soon, or you're getting ready to present, or you want to make public comment, we do have a video explaining some tips for presenting in the city council chambers. And that was a lot of fun to put together, a little levity in that one. Anytime that folks are presenting, it's just a good reminder. And, you know, this is a tip that I'm sure you're well aware of, but most importantly, it's to turn your microphone on and speak into it. And sometimes that just requires a little more detailed instruction than you'd expect. But it's counterintuitive to hold your head in one position and make sure you're facing the right direction. That's the crux of a lot of the video. But we also go over interpreter etiquette. We go over presenting, making sure that you are heard and accessible and understood when you speak. So there's a lot of simple tips that people can keep in mind to try and make sure that whether they're formally presenting to the council or making public comment in a commission meeting or anything like that, folks can get their messages across and they have the passion to be civically engaged, and we just want to make sure that that is documented and they are heard.
All right. Sam, anything else you wanted to cover we missed?
You know, we had a lot come out in August. I have a feeling that's not going to slow down in September. You know, folks want to be part of that. We had a lot of great submissions in the last month. Mm-hmm. We had a documentary about Valley Grove Church. There's a lot. There's always a lot of energy going on in the Northfield area. So if folks want to submit their videos, anywhere on the spectrum of production intensity, they can absolutely do so. All that information can be found on the city website.
Perfect. Sam, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll see you sometime, maybe at the dog swim.
Hey, there you go.
All right. Sam Temple from Northfield Public Broadcasting, NPB.